USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Impeachment is again in the spotlight at both the White House and Capitol Hill. Democrats are reluctant to call what the House Judiciary Committee is starting an impeachment inquiry. Yet, President Trump tweets, "You don't impeach presidents for doing a good, parentheses, great job."
I said it's hard to impeach somebody who didn't do anything wrong. The Mueller report is out. There's no collusion after 2.5 years. Think of it, how ridiculous. I collude with Russia. In fact, Russia said, you know, if we really did pick him, we made a real bad choice.
A son of the late Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden has been killed during an American counterterrorism strike in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region. Records show that Hamza bin Laden was being groomed to succeed his father. The confirmation coming from the White House a few days after the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own here are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
The death of a black transgender woman whose body was found in a burned-out car in South Florida last week is being investigated as a homicide and possible hate crime. Sarah McBride with the Human Rights Campaign.
Well, every year that we've tracked these murders, the numbers do change ever so slightly. Some years are a little higher, some years are a little lower. What's clear is that there is an increasing epidemic of anti-trans violence.
Beloved Slater is the 18th known transgender woman of color to be killed in the United States this year. Officials have temporarily suspended aid efforts in the Bahamas as Tropical Storm Humberto threatens to hit the northwest region that was already hit by Hurricane Dorian 2 weeks ago. Kwasi Thompson is Minister of State of Grand Bahama.
While the storm is only predicted to be a tropical storm, we want residents to take it seriously. We want residents to pay attention to the weather alerts.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A couple from Indiana is being charged with abandoning their adopted daughter from Ukraine. USA's John Hunt has more.
Indiana prosecutors have charged a couple with abandoning their adopted daughter in 2013 and moving to Canada, renting an apartment in Lafayette for the then 11-year-old girl, but otherwise leaving her to fend for herself. Prosecutors filed neglect charges against 45-year-old Christine Elizabeth Barnett and 43-year-old Michael Barnett. The Journal and Courier newspaper reports that the couple has an address in Indianapolis, but it was not immediately clear if they lived there or still are living in Canada. According to court documents, the couple adopted the girl, who has dwarfism, in 2010 when she was 8 years old. She came to the United States through an adoption program 2 years earlier from her native Ukraine. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Minneapolis is banning drive-through windows. John Clemens reports.
The new ban does not restrict drive-through windows already operating, but does outlaw the construction at fast food restaurants, banks, dry cleaning stores, and other businesses in the future. Many fast food restaurants report the majority of their business comes from drive-through windows. Minneapolis hopes their plan will help eliminate greenhouse gas emissions as well as noise levels from idling cars. Concern now is how this will impact customers with disabilities or the elderly. City officials report the ban will not affect drive-through proposals that had been submitted before the new ordinance was passed. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.